Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. In Frankie's studio.
Frankie, how did the medicine cabinet get into the couch?
Oh, don't ask.
It's a simple question.
I know, but the answer is complicated. My majorette boots.
Frankie, I'm not cleaning up after you. Or doing your dishes that, by the way, have been in the sink for 2 days. Did you say majorette boots?
Yes. There have been many Frankies, as it turns out, in this lifetime alone.
With many vaginas. There are 4 more here than I ever needed to see.
Paintings.
And my baton. This used to be my signature move.
She twirls, then raises a hand and knee.
Oh, it's the pajamas that make it yours.
My God, my old yearbook.
Frankie, look at me. Look at me. Look at my face. My eyes. Good. I don't know what the division of labor was in your marriage.
Bud did most of the cleaning. Here, will you get a load of me for a fat second? This girl is fearless. She is a hurricane of vim and vigor and elastic skin. Dear Francis.
Francis?
You are a hoot. Remember me always as I will remember you in all of our intrepid adventures. Your best friend forever, Donnie.
Oh, who's Donnie?
I'm not sure. I don't remember, but I remember Francis.
Wait, Francis Mengele?
Mengele. It was an unfortunate last name. It's the only reason I took Saul's. This is Francis eating a corn dog on the hood of a Thunderbird. Oh, she's a daredevil. She's plucky. She's adventurous.
You're sitting on a parked car.
I'm making a point. You know how I've been looking everywhere for the new me. And all the while she was here. The old me is the best new me. Viva la Frances.
Subtitles. Go fuck yourself.
That's the spirit. Come on, Grace. Haven't you ever been anyone else?
No, I am consistently the same person. It's part of my shtick.
I mean, wasn't there a best Grace?
Well, once, maybe.
I know when, and I know who. Brought the playful out in you. It rhymes with Brazil Milstein. Oh,
his name is Phil. End of subject.
Grace leaves. Frankie stares off. At Robert and Saul's, Bree straightens magazines. Saul and Robert slowly enter the room.
Is that Usain Bolt?
Oh no, it's my dad.
She hugs him.
Welcome home, Daddy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
It's so good to be home.
Come and relax.
A burgundy armchair sits by the sofa.
What is that?
It's a lift chair.
Looks like it came from the pancake restaurant where death eats.
Okay. I know I got you an ugly present, but Dad, it's so practical. When you need to get up, it raises you into a standing position.
He looks from Bree to the burgundy armchair to Saul.
You're welcome.
Robert starts to sit on the couch.
What this chair lacks in form, it makes up for in function. It'll save you from straining your groin. Can we have 5 minutes where no one mentions my groin? Send it back, please. I'm not an invalid.
No one's saying you're an invalid. We just want you to take it easy. And look, it gives you a massage.
No, it doesn't do that, Saul. That was $100.
I'll give you $200 to put it on the curb.
No.
He moves to the couch.
That would have been so much easier with a lift.
Oh, this is better.
In the beach house, Grace adds hot sauce to a pitcher of Bloody Marys and stirs with the celery stalk.
Grace! Grace, you're not going to believe what I did. You're going to kiss me or not. Certainly not on the lips. Maybe about the head somewhere, or you might want to kick me out.
Well, I'm not kissing you, so take all your vaginas with you when you go.
I found a Phil Milstein.
Grace measures vodka.
I never asked you to look for Phil.
I'm an amateur sleuth with limited self-control and a computer. It was a perfect storm.
Is that my computer?
Calm down. Mine's frozen, I think by the FBI. It could be a virus, but either way, best to lay low for a while. I think I found your Phil.
He's not my Phil. He never was.
Frankie regards her. Grace fiddles with the celery.
Is there a picture?
No, but his cover photo is a wet Rottweiler. He's a contractor who was born in San Antonio.
Oh, my God. It's him.
I knew it. Now, tell me what happened with you two. Spill it, lady.
No. I am not interested.
Oh, right. Why would you be interested in the great love of your life? I'm going to erase it. My finger's on the eraser key.
There is no eraser key. Frankie, just forget it. It's not meant to be. I was with Robert. Our timing was off. I had the girls. Please just drop it.
Look, he lives in Mission Viejo. And he's passionate about the national dam system. At least you have that in common.
I haven't seen him in 15 years.
If we get in the car right now,
Grace gulps.
We can see him by cocktail hour. I can find his address for $9.99. Give me your credit card. Oh, never mind. I finally have it memorized.
No, I cannot. It's 71 years old, drive to Mission Viejo, unannounced, to, for all intents and purposes, stalk a man I have no business contacting.
Get in the car, Grace. You don't have to talk to him. You can hide in the glove compartment. You'd probably fit.
I don't know.
Come on, don't you wonder what he looks like? What did he look like?
I wonder if he still has his mustache.
I wish you could see your eyes right now. I can imagine you at 18. Oh, I like this, Grace.
Really? Mm. I don't know.
What is the worst that could happen? That he's bald? That he still likes you? That he wants to make a suit out of your skin? What? Oh, come on, let's do it.
Okay.
Ah, booyah! Ah, oh, God. This is so fun.
Wait. Snacks for the road. Francis can drive.
Francis always drives. Once through a closed garage door, but nobody was hurt.
Grace pours the Bloody Mary into a thermos at Robert and Saul's. Bree files Robert's nails. Coyote Bud and Saul are in the kitchen.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Please don't cross your legs. The doctor said not to.
The doctor also said not to drive me crazy.
What?
Nothing. Love you.
Bud flips sheets on a yellow pad.
Jeez.
Portions of it are blacked out with marker.
What is that? Oh, man.
Right?
What? I think these are the vows that Robert wrote.
Saul dons his glasses, sits and reads. Bud puts groceries away. Saul takes off his glasses and lays his head on the pad. Bud moves to shield Saul from the adjoining room. Glancing over his shoulder, Coyote joins Bud.
Dad, sit up.
He really loves me. He has no idea he married a lying sacrificial.
In the beach house driveway, written on the dusty car window, wash me.
Grace, hurry up!
Beside it, it's a fucking drought, asshole.
Coming.
Are you aware that Mission Viejo is the birthplace of Florence Griffith Joyner?
Well, isn't that the cherry on top?
If we take the side streets, we can be there in about 3 hours. But that's without pee breaks.
3 hours? We're driving to Mission Viejo, not the Middle East. It's an hour on the freeway with traffic.
There's some things you don't know about me.
Well, I know about the charges on my credit card.
It's freeways. I'm terrified of them. Saul drove while I assumed the crash position.
Fine, I'll drive drunk.
No. Francis always drives.
Then drive! I'm about to remember this is a terrible idea.
Frankie rolls her eyes. The car sits at a stop sign at an on-ramp.
Why do they all hate me?
They hate you because they want to go home. We've been sitting here 15 minutes. You know, the idea is to merge.
How do you get in? How do you do it?
You put your foot on the long, skinny pedal and push. It's not that hard. Here's your window. Go.
I can't.
Go. It's like jump rope. You pick your moment and jump in.
No, but I broke both my clavicles jumping rope. I just spent the whole summer indoors. Oh, I wonder if my pen pal Jordy's still alive.
Go. Frankie, go.
My brain is sending the signal. My foot's giving me the finger.
Oh, gross. I'm Francis.
Grace pushes on Frankie's leg.
It's a good day to die. Cheers me.
Go.
look at me, Saul, you putz!
On the freeway, a line of cars trail behind Frankie. At Robert and Saul's, Bree sits in the lift chair with the remote in her hand. In the kitchen, Saul makes sandwiches. The chair rises slowly. Saul opens the refrigerator. At the island, Robert reads.
Dad, this is amazing. I'm not doing anything and I'm about to stand up. I'm almost up. I'm up.
Hey, Brianna, are these yours?
A container of cigars.
You've been hiding cigars from me?
I've never seen those robustos that you should handle carefully before in my life.
Have you found his pork rind stash yet?
His what?
That ice bucket came with those pork rinds in it.
He used to keep Slim Jims in the waffle maker. Remember that, Daddy? Remember when you did that?
Brianna, for the love of God, will you give me some peace?
Who hides junk food? 15-year-old girls.
And 30-year-old men do sometimes when they're sad.
What else are you hiding from me?
It's just a stash, that's all. Please. Can I not keep one thing that brings me joy?
No, find joy elsewhere.
I'd like to find joy elsewhere.
You're hiding alcohol, too.
No, that's Mom's stash. I'll get that to her.
I'm gonna help Bree get that to her. I'm gonna be their designated driver.
They head for the door.
Of course, you guys have been so great through this whole thing. You need to get on with your own lives. Please don't go, please. I'm not ready to be alone with him. Not yet. Not in our home. Every time he looks at me, he trusts me. I can't take it.
You're gonna have to be alone with him sometime, Dad. We can't move in.
I know. I'm being crazy.
Yeah. Turn around, walk back into the kitchen, calm down. You'll be fine.
She gives Saul a shove.
String cheese! String cheese! Are you out of your mind?
The three pause by the open front door.
Okay, everybody back in.
It's cheese! It'll shoot through your arteries, slam into your heart, and blow you right into the driveway!
Robert munches the cheese.
It's part skim.
On the freeway.
How did you meet him?
I was just thinking how nice it was that we reached a point in our relationship where we could sit in a car and not talk.
You don't want to talk to me about Phil? Fine. How about I tell you about my theory on how the government controls the weather?
He was the contractor who did my kitchen. We became friends. And then we met by chance one Friday after work.
Was he married too?
He was. A few years ago, I heard he got divorced.
Ooh, the plot thickens. How long did it go on?
It never really got started. If it had, I wouldn't be here.
Well, that would be sad for me.
Grace looks over at her.
But then I could get a hedgehog.
They drive on a residential street. Grace pours a drink.
You've got company.
I do.
Behind is a police car with flashing lights.
Oh, that's not for me.
Well, who else is it for? There's nobody else on the road.
No, thank you!
She waves it ahead.
They're menaces to society. I've done nothing wrong. I'm not speeding.
Grace sips.
Oh, it's you he's after.
Me? What did I do?
Your open container. I will never survive inside.
Oh, please.
Well, you will. You'll get a very butch girlfriend who'll protect you like a Fabergé egg.
How on earth is he gonna see my thermos through these filthy windows? What is he, Superman?
Hold tight. We might be in for the fight of our lives.
Pull over, please.
Oh, listen to that. He's rabid with power.
Would you pull the damn car over?
Ditch the booze.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I got it.
She places the thermos in the glove compartment.
All right, keep your mouth shut and your eyes open. We don't want to give this deviant a reason to go dirty Harry on us.
How are you today, ma'am?
I know my civil rights. That's how I am.
Good afternoon, officer.
Ma'am?
I demand to know why you pulled me over and be informed. I'm filming you.
Well, here you go. Now you're filming me.
He turns the phone.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
May I see your license and registration, please?
Oh, it's water because of the drought.
Yeah.
Did you know that your brake light is out, Miss Bergstein? And your license has been expired for 3 years.
Does it expire?
Yes, ma'am. The expiration date hints at that.
Oh, well, I'll get everything fixed. Thank you.
Ma'am, you cannot drive.
That's ridiculous. How am I supposed to get to the DMV?
Figure something out, I guess.
What is this, some kind of shakedown?
I need water.
You cannot drive until you get your license renewed, ma'am.
Oh, come on. We're like 6 blocks from the guy we're stalking.
No, you shouldn't tell me that.
Frankie rolls up the window. With coffee, Grace drives.
In 3 years, it never occurred to you to look at your license?
I looked once, but the hologram made me dizzy. That's it on the corner.
What am I doing? I should be driving us home.
Oh, no, you won't. Or you'll regret it the rest of your life. Because you'll be spending it with me. Pull over. Damn it, this is exciting.
Why did I come here?
No, it's never too late for love, my friend.
Frankie raises the binoculars.
What? What do you see?
I see Phil's shoes. I'm gonna say Timberland. He looks like an overpronator. Do you remember him having bunions?
Yeah, it's all we talked about. It's how he hooked me. What if he's not home? Or if he's home, why would he come outside?
Not to worry. As an amateur sleuth, I always come with 3 plans. We throw a rock through his window. He has to come out to see who did it.
Well, we're not gonna do that.
Okay, then. We ring his doorbell and we run away.
We actually can't do that.
If we run slowly.
It's called walking.
Okay. Plan 3, and this is my pièce de résistance. We order a pizza. He has to open the door when the pizza guy knocks.
That's actually not a bad idea.
He comes out, we duck down, he never sees us.
Oh my God. I did that with Jerome Hodges in 11th grade.
Did it work?
Well, he caught me, we ate pizza, and I had my first orgasm, so yes.
Yes, hello, I need to order a very large vegetarian pizza.
I can't do this. Phil is not Jerome, and I'm not in high school.
Oh, I hear you. Would Phil like onions?
At Robert and Saul's, Robert sleeps on the couch. Coyote picks up a nearby plate, takes a taste, and heads for the kitchen. Bree takes her wrap from a chair. Saul trots after her. Coyote taps Bud and points at them.
Where are you going?
To my own house, Saul, where I live. To take my medication.
What is it? Maybe we have it.
It's a very delicate balance of cannabis, 12-year scotch, and Zoloft.
Dad, you'll be fine, okay? He's sleeping.
He'll wake up.
Then do something. You both need a distraction right now. Binge on Antiques Roadshow.
No. He has to stay calm. You should have seen the dance he did when that nun found out her stained glass lamp was Tiffany.
Then watch Walking Dead. Dad, we have to go.
I'm sorry if I am. I'm terrified that everything's going to change. I don't mean to put it on you.
Wait, what do you mean everything's about to change? We've had enough changes. No more changes.
But when I tell him about Frankie.
No, hold the phone. You're not telling him anything.
I have to.
No, you don't. Trust me. It's the worst idea you have ever had in a lifetime of bad ideas.
He has to tell him sometime.
Why? What? Really? No. Let's all walk through this right now. You feel horrible about what happened, right?
Worse than horrible.
It's never, ever going to happen again, is it?
Good God, no.
Then why tell him? What good could come of it?
Because it's a secret, okay? And secrets are lies.
Right. So, for the rest of my life, I'm never going to be able to look him in the eye?
Mm-hmm. Some secrets are just meant to become cancer. So just enjoy the rest of your now shortened life.
One problem with secrets, they always come out.
Oh, God.
What the hell's going on? What are all these hushed conversations, for heaven's sake?
Honey, we were being quiet. We didn't want to wake you.
All day, everybody's hunched and whispering. What are you not telling me? Did the doctor tell you something? Am I dying, Saul? Is that why you got me that horrible chair?
No. You're fine. You're well. I swear.
All right, then what is it? What is the elephant in the room?
Saul turns to Bree, who turns to the guys.
Do you really want to know, Dad?
I have a right to know.
Fine.
No, don't.
Coyote has chlamydia.
Bud blinks and turns to Bree. Robert frowns. Coyote nods.
Just a titch.
I'm over the hump.
They offered him pain pills, but he refused. I'm so proud of you, kiddo.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Saul stares at the three, brows raised. Bree nods. Robert eyes Saul at Phil's house.
Oh, where is he? Answer the door. The guy can't knock all day.
Well, clearly, he's not home. You need to go pay for the pizza.
I don't have any cash. Can't you pay for it?
Grace hands Frankie the binoculars.
Excuse me. I'll take that.
$15.99.
Grace?
A tall man with a full mustache stands behind her.
Phil.
Who were you expecting?
You. I mean, it is your house. And I thought I might run into you here.
Well, you did. What are you doing here, Grace?
My friend and I were visiting Mission Viejo because, did you know that Florence Griffith Joyner was born here? Anyway, we got a little lost, so I ordered a pizza.
I don't even know what to say. It's nice seeing you.
Oh, Phil, I didn't come here for Flo Jo.
Well, that's good. She's dead.
This is stupid. I shouldn't have come.
You're right about that.
Her eyes widen.
Well, okay. I'm gonna go.
Come on, boy.
I'm sorry.
About what? Not showing up 15 years ago or showing up 15 years too late?
Phil, I did show up. I was there. I went right up to the door. I was at the door. I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do what? Knock?
I wanted to. I did.
But you didn't. Left me sitting there. I had no idea what happened to you.
I wanted to call you, but I was afraid if I heard your voice.
What did you think was going to happen here today?
I don't know.
Go home, Grace.
Phil and the dog enter the house.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I can drive.
You don't have a license.
Evening, at Robert and Saul's. In pajamas, Robert sits on the bed and reads. In a t-shirt and plaid pajamas, Saul comes into the room and stops.
I can read to you. From New Law Journal. There's a searing article about corroborative witnesses.
Honey, I want you to tell me what is wrong. And it's not about Coyote's chlamydia. You've been out of your mind since we got home.
No, I'm just tired.
I've seen you tired. This is not that.
I'm okay.
So, you realize I'm fine, right? The hard part is over and I made it. Something else is going on. Just tell me what it is, please.
I'm just so afraid of losing you. What are you doing?
Robert holds up a hand and gets up. He opens a drawer and takes out a small black box.
We never got a chance to do this part.
Robert takes the wedding band and slides it on Saul's finger.
Your turn.
Robert hands Saul a second black box. Saul slides a ring on Robert's finger.
I'm not going anywhere.
Robert rests his hand on Saul's cheek. In the car.
I knew my license had lapsed. I was afraid I couldn't pass the test. Damn these boots. My feet are killing me.
She tosses the majorette boots in the back.
I'm sorry, Grace. I thought...
What? What did you think?
I'd hoped that when you saw him, you would get your wish.
I don't need your hope. Hope is overrated.
I meant well.
I don't want to talk, Frankie.
But I
just need quiet.
I'm just saying you ran a red light.
Cut to black.
Up your sleeves. And face to face is looking right back at me. It's easier to leave it. It's easier to fake it, oh-oh.
Okay, good night.
A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.